Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Audio Boo. It's... what day is it today? I've lost track. Wednesday. Wednesday the 29th of December. It's a little bit before 10 a.m. And I'm posting this boo in response to some comments Alex made yesterday about the internet. And he kind of invited me to weigh in on the subject. And I was listening to his boo yesterday. I thought, yeah, I've actually got quite a lot I could say about this. And then I had to go out, so I didn't get a chance to record the boo. But so this is that boo, sort of delayed by about 24 hours or so. Alex was saying basically that he doesn't use the internet anymore. He tends to use his new iPod Touch for most of the things that he used to use the internet for. And I think reading sort of some of the comments, particularly Will's comment on the original post saying basically you're still using the internet, you're just using a different interface, and that slowly we're moving more towards the way Star Trek works, in that you just shout out computer and tell the computer what you want, tea, Earl Grey, hot, and the computer magically produces an answer or whatever it is you want. And I think the bit about the different interface is certainly true. I think over time I've moved from using a desktop computer to a laptop or a netbook, and obviously getting, you know, the netbook being smaller than the laptop and so on. And now primarily a lot of what I do online is via my iPhone. I still use the laptop a lot. I think, you know, having the wireless technology now enables you to, wherever you want to be in the house or in the garden, access the internet for whatever reason. So, for example, very often I will have a laptop in the kitchen while I'm cooking, either because I want some music or because I need to access the recipe that I'm using to cook whatever it is that I'm making. And very often that'll be on a website somewhere and I'll be using the laptop as a cookbook. I think all of these things do kind of make life easier. Certainly I can use my iPhone for pretty much anything that I would use my laptop for. And now even with the latest upgrades, I can actually print wirelessly to the printer. We've got a wireless printer, which means no cables. It can literally sit in any room in the house as well, and you can print directly to it either from the laptop or now from my iPhone. So I think slowly we're moving more and more towards this kind of wireless cloud based world, and it does mean that things like iPhones, iPods, iPads, and the equivalent devices on the other platforms, the Android platforms and the Windows platforms, are becoming much more intuitive and user-friendly. I think we're some way away from the complete verbal command. For example, I tried to open Audio Boo using the voice command that exists on my iPhone. The first time I tried it, it decided it was going to call my cousin. And the second time I tried it, it decided it was going to call somebody else. So that doesn't quite work yet. I think in time, things will. And certainly now, you know, watching a television program or a film or a YouTube video or listening to these audio boos, all of that I can do on my iPhone without having to be physically connected to a telephone line. I can do it either wirelessly through the wireless network in the house, or if I'm out and about, I can use either my mobile phone carrier's data connection, or I've got a portable MiFi, which is literally a portable Wi-Fi hotspot. And I use that all the time. It's why if ever I'm buying anything, any new technology, for example, the Kindle that's on order, we've gone for the Wi-Fi Kindle and not the 3G version, because I don't need the 3G version, I've already got a Wi-Fi device that I can literally take anywhere with me. And, you know, it will, as long as it can pick up a signal. And again, it works on the same sort of mobile phone network that my iPhone does. I can use the internet and access the internet that way. So I think we are slowly moving towards having something like an iPad type device. I think the size of that is about right. I think the touchscreen technology is pretty good now. Certainly Apple seem to have really cracked that and nailed it down. I've used some other touchscreen technology which has not been as impressive as the iPhone and the iPod and the iPad. They've really nailed that. Certainly I think their biggest competition is probably going to come from the Android market. Ultimately they seem to have very similar grasp of what it is that people actually want. And I think people do want to be far more mobile, far more flexible. Now, having said all that, I think this is one of the things that sometimes stresses me out quite a bit. Yes, I can wake up in the morning, turn my phone on, and get my emails, check Twitter, do all of that before I've even got out of bed. I only need my phone to do that with. Now, I actually think sometimes actually what I want to do is not have any of that technology at all. Literally just note, now and again I will need to use the internet because that is the way the world is developing. I need to get on there to pay bills and do things like that. But I think, I could almost quite happily give up all of that tomorrow just for almost the solitude that you would have as a result. And I think that's one of the dangers. Every time, if you've got the GPS, for example, activated on your iPhone, every time, unless you turn it off, every time I record an audio boo or do a tweet, or it tags it with my location and so on and so, and it does become very, I was going to say Big Brotherish, but I think we're a little bit off Big Brother yet. But I think the ability is there. I think there's a Will Smith film, which is, I can't remember the title off the top of my head, but he basically gets a little bit in over his head with the government and all of the kind of technology that they're using to track him and so on and so forth. As I say, I think we're a way off of that yet, but sometimes you just want to kick back and shut down Twitter and shut down Audio Boo and shut down the internet and turn it all off and just have a little bit of solitude. And I regularly do that when we're on holiday, deliberately picking spots where I know that telephones, Wi-Fi, things like that will not work. So you can get that connection and break from the rest of the world. And, I think that's good. I think sometimes just not using all of that technology is a good thing. Just remembering, how it was before almost. I think years and years ago, must be talking at least 20 years ago, I think the first mobile phones, I think mobile phone technology, commercially properly available is about 20 years old. And back then you didn't have that. You would have to find a pay phone. And, the best you could do is find a pay phone with a credit card or a phone card rather than use coins. So we've come a long way in the last 20 years. I don't think we're quite at Star Trek levels yet, but we're not far off. And I think, shortly we will be there. And as I say, I think that device looks something like an iPad, although it's not an iPad. It's something very similar. And on that note, I think I'm running out of time. I've got about 10 seconds left. So I will sign off. Hope you're having a good day, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.